News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
And it's Breakfast with Anton coming to you from a gorgeous 52-foot Silver Line cruiser here in Banagher on the Shannon Shore. Where would you get it? And of course, it is almost physically impossible to say the word Banagher without having the sentence, "Well, that beats Banagher," appear in your head. And of course, the reason, the etymology of this, probably lost in the mists of time. So you would think, unless you had access to James Scully. James Scully, local historian and tour guide, is with us to tell us a little bit about the history of the Shannon. Can you explain "that beats Banagher"?
Yes, in the 1620s, the very exotic character came here from Germany and via London and so on, called Sir Matthew de Renzi. And it was at his exhortations and behest that Banagher was made into a borough.
Oh.
Okay, so this entitled Banagher to two members of the Irish Parliament. Okay, so roll on then about 140, 50 years later. We're up towards the late 1780s. And there are a lot of rich gentlemen returning from East India with vast fortunes. Now, it can buy you a lot, you know, fine houses and so on, but it could also buy you a seat in Parliament if you could buy a borough. So Peter Holmes at this stage, a great West Offaly family, Peter Holmes at this stage owned Banagher. And he also owned the borough of Banagher. And they were deemed to be two separate legal entities. So Peter Holmes, he was a bit stripped for cash, but James Alexander was quite the opposite. James lived in Caledon in Tyrone. So they meet and they do a deal, and astonishingly, the borough of Banagher is sold for £10,500 in 1787.
How does that beat Banagher?
Okay, the story rolls on. A couple of months later, not only has the borough been sold, it is swapped. Alexander, who lives in Tyrone, swaps Banagher for Newton Ards in County Down with Ponsonby, who lives in Kildare. Now, concurrently, there is a phrase bandied about, "that beats Banahan," a man, some sort of an Irishman.
This is it. How does this beat Banagher?
It's coming to it. All
when?
Right? People begin to say that this corruption in politics is such an extent that if something is really corrupt or astonishing or sensation, that it beats what happened in Banagher. Okay?
Fabulous.
There are 23 Banagher's, by the way.
There's not.
In Ireland, right, at the moment.
This is the best one, I assume.
Yes. I would put it right up there, yeah.
Is it a market town originally? What was the economics of Banagher?
A market town, yes, yes. That's nothing much more to it than that. Small town, but still managing to have the borough due to Durrenti's efforts.
And a significant crossing of the Shannon?
Oh, always was. We reckon there was a bridge here with Turlough O'Connor, the great king, in the 12th century. And after that, there was always a bridge here.
Now, I have to declare a bias. When it comes to bridges across the Shannon, I am a huge fan of Shannon Bridge. I think it is the best.
The present bridge of Shannon Bridge is absolutely gorgeous. Yeah.
But more what's on the West Bank.
Yes, the great fortification. Yes, the great Tate de Pont, as they call it. And just to explain to people are wondering, how on earth do you have Napoleonic fortifications in the middle of a country? Surely to God they're maritime and they're going to meet the French at the coast. But the ultimate plan was that the French would head way out into the Atlantic, keeping well away from the English Channel and the English fleet, and landing on Galway Bay.
And we were willing to sacrifice everything west of the Shannon, effectively. There was going to be, we would make the Shannon the west coast, was the plan.
Well, yes. Well, it was a fallback position. So if you got into Oranmore and Clarenbridge and so on, it was an easy enough walk for Napoleon and his army.
They got to Shannon Bridge, and what was a kill zone
they would have to come right in to avoid the bogs and the callows. They literally had to come into that narrow neck of land that would have brought them right into the heart of Shannon Bridge.
And of course, that is but some of the history. I mean, you have the fort where Brian Brew had his summer home. You have the Rindoon medieval ghost town. You have so much all the way up and down the river, steeped in history. James, thank you very much for coming in and explaining That Beats Banagher. That's James Scully, local historian and tour guide. We'll
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.